It's actually the 22nd fastest UK all-time 10,000 metres, and it also ranks very highly in the National Collegiate Athletic Association out here in the States. It means that I'm really kind of now aiming to get that B standard for the Olympic Games, which is 32.10. I actually ran 32.36. So I was really, really positive. Like, my coach said to me, "You're in great shape. Like, my training's been going really well." And he said, "You know, you just have to go out there and have fun and relax and enjoy it." And that's what I did, really. And I think a few people were a bit shocked, but I've trained really, really hard. And I feel like there's still a lot more to come. That's the positive thing that I took from it. I felt very, very comfortable. There are a few areas where I can improve, and they're just really small minor changes, and I should be really hopefully capable of reaching that target time now.
So what's the plan now then? I mean, presumably this, I don't mean it came as a shock, because obviously you've been running well, but you know, in your initial sort of message to me, you did sound a little bit surprised that it had gone quite as well as it had. Has it changed your plans?
I mean, I think the reason I was a little bit surprised was that because it was my first 10K, kind of the pressure was off, and I just wanted to kind of open on a fairly good run. And I think it kind of went really a lot better than I expected, and it's kind of made me think, well, hang on a minute, maybe I am capable of running with the top girls in the UK and potentially hitting a spot for the Olympic Games. And I know we spoke not so long ago, and I said, you know, I'm focusing on the USA system out here, and I'm looking more towards 2016. And suddenly, all of a sudden, I've realized that, you know, these girls run very fast, but I feel like I'm just as capable of matching their kind of times. I will be heading back, hopefully, for the trial for the Olympic Games. And that's I think it's the 22nd and 23rd of June. So that's like a major, major aim for me now as well.
Do you have any more runs planned between now and then?
I do, yeah. So my next race will probably be towards the end of this month, around the 27th of April. I'm planning on running a 5,000 meters. But, you know, my coach is saying, you're in great shape and we just need to maintain it now. So it's more about maintaining what kind of fitness I have and building on it as well, and hopefully being able to peak at exactly the right time. And, you know, some people will say, well, she's peaking too early, but I don't feel like I've reached my peak. I just feel like I'm improving. So it's really positive, and obviously I'm aiming for the conference championships out here, as am I the regional championships, and then hopefully, like, indoors I can be successful at the national championships as well. So they're all big races, and then I'll head back to the UK a few weeks later to target this Olympic 10,000 meters. So it's exciting. I feel like I've worked really hard, and my boyfriend's given me such good support out here, and you know, we've worked so hard in the gym as well. I think that's been a major thing for me. So yeah, really, really happy at the moment.